Thursday night, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, Shmaitzah Shir. Shmaitzah Gimel, Perek Tes Vav, we're at the end of Perek Tes Vav. And the Shmaitzah is throwing his weight behind the Bach, who says that when you have a Sofik B'Shchita, so then logically you should follow the Cheska Sheina Zvucha. Hello? I just started shear. Is this an emergency? So he says, and all the kashas from Rav Meir, we'll start from Rav Onan. There are those that argue with the Bach. And the question is, like, why is the Bach wrong? Like, why shouldn't you buy the Chazak? So it's why? But they bring Raya's, that's the problem. They bring a Raya because there's a basic machlokas, Rav Meir and Rambonon, about Chere Shoyt Mekotten that Shechted. So Rav Meir says the reason we consider it Vaday Nevela and Taka, you don't have to make Kisei Adam Misofik even, is because Roiv Ma'aseya Mekukolin. So that's like, it's like a deal. Oh, so it's mashma. If it wouldn't be for Roy Masay and Mukul Kolin, then it would be a Sofik. Why should that be so? We have a Chesko Shein Azvucha. And the Rabbonon even Mamish Shver, because Rabbonon say it is considered a Sofik.
Right? Sofik in the row.
So the question is, why don't you follow Chesko Shein Azvucha? So something's fishy. So you see not like the Bach. So the Shmaita says, no. This is a special case because you see, Tosis explains Rabbanan Shita as being a Sofik which rove, and that brought the Shmaita off to a tin. And then you don't follow Chazaka because there very possibly is a rove against the Chazaka. And that brought him on to compare a tray, where you don't follow Chazaka, but welcome tray a tray. So you don't follow Chazaka by two competing roves. And then he says, but there is a Shita that you. Then he mamish went off on a further tangent, and he said, "But there is a shita that you follow chazaka b'makom trei atrei." He said, "Nevertheless, according to that shita, you would not follow chazaka in this case." And he explained why, because it's like a sfeika d'dina, and you wouldn't follow it b'makom the rov, and therefore. But in a regular case, a regular sofek, then the bach's right. You have chesko shein azvucha. So it's only in that specialized case that Rabbanan say it's a Sofek, because you have two competing roles and we're not sure which is right. It's like a Sofek of the Dina.
But isn't that also possibly still a Sofek of the Dina, because you're having some of the Rabbanan say the robe is this way and some of the Rabbanan, isn't it still?
No, it is. That's like a Sofek of the Dina. That's why you don't follow Chazaka. That's it. That's why.
But
Mashenkin by the Bach, it's like a regular Sofek. The guy shechted and he doesn't know if he shechted good or not. It's a regular Sofik B'Shechita, so then the Bach would be right, then you follow Chazaka, Chazaka Hashem HaZavuach. But the Kasha on the Bach is from this case of Cheresh Reit of a Cotton, so that's like a Sfeik of the Dina, and therefore you don't follow Chazaka, so there's not a Kasha on the Bach. Now we're up to, we'll start from...
What exactly is
Chazaka in the Whoa, that takes us back to the Din of Rav Huna in Chulin. As behemah b'chayeh b'cheskos isra'i medes achi vodalacha b'men nishchatan. Rav Huna's the one that said in Chulin daf yud aleph that when you have a sofek, it's really Rav Huna's statement, that you have a behemah b'chayeh, an animal from when it's alive, and you certainly weren't allowed to eat it when it's alive. So behemah b'chayeh b'cheskos isra'i medes, it has a cheskos itzer, and achi yivoda lecha, until you know for sure, menishchata, until you know for sure a proper shechita was done, it's becheskas iser. Now there happens to be, we're using shorthand here, because there happens to be a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, why is there a cheskas iser? When the behemah is alive, it's also because of eva menachai.
That's what I
want to ask. Whoa, relax. When the behemah is alive, so it's also eva menachai. Now you know for sure it's dead. You stuck your hand in its mouth, it didn't bite, so you know for sure it's dead. So now you know for sure it's not Eva Menachai. So what Chazaka is there? So there's a Machlaikas Rashi Taisus, very, very famous Machlaikas. According to Rashi, it proves the point of Machzikin Me'isala Isser, which we're not going to go into now. It's going to be a further Shmaitza, that you could make a bridge between one Cheskas Isser and another Cheskas Isser. But Taisus says Cheska Shena Zvucha, meaning there is a common denominating Isser, I just made up that word, a common denominating Isser between Eva and Achai up until, and the Vela, up until you know that the Behema was shechted properly. And that's the word Cheska Shena Zvuach. That's Koilul Eva and Achai. The Torah says it's taken from the presumed mitzvah saseh. There's a vachta v'yachalta. Shech when you eat. If you didn't shech, you can't eat. That's like an asay. It's like an iser asay. And so that's the common denominator. That's Eva Menachai, besides being Eva Menachai, the lav, it's also Eino Zavuach. So there you don't have to, you don't need the principle of Machzikin Me'isser L'Isser, you have the same Isser making its way through all the situations. But the very fact that there is some Chazaka out there, because what the Bach says is almost verbatim Rav Huna. It's almost like, what's the big deal in a Bach? And the question becomes, how can you argue with the Bach? But they have Raya's, so.
But we also learned a while ago that there's a chazaka of Tahira to, you know, because most shtitas are kosher shtitas, so at some point maybe it's now heter.
Into that now. So that's what we're dealing with now. That's chazaka. You're right, but that's a subject for a different day. Now, we're going to start from the paragraph. It's really Umashe Kosov Hashach. He's going to the other raya, the sort of backhanded passive raya from Rav Meir. Rabbanon was a frontal attack. Rabbanon said it's like a sofek, you have to do kisei adam misofek, right? You with me? But Rav Meir was like a backhanded raya. The whole reason it's a vadei nevela and you don't even have to make kisei adam misofek is because rov maasehen mukul kolin. So it's mashma that if it wouldn't be Rav Masei and Mukul Kolin, you would have to. So why? Well, and you can't say because it's not Mustavra that he just means that because then he would hold like Rabbanon, they have two competing roles. It doesn't. So the Shmaitza says Umashikosav Ashach. You have it? Umashikosav Ashach. It's Dafka Rav Meir that has that implication, because it would make sense that Rav Meir would hold like that. Because what's the problem? Rav Meir says, because Rav Masein Mukul Kolin, and it's mashma, if it wouldn't be a Rav, then it would be a Sufik, and you wouldn't follow the Chazaka. So you see, not like the Bach. So the Shmaitza says, no, Hosum the Rav Meir, indeed, we're in Rav Meir. And Rav Meir Taka has to say, Hosum the Rav Meir, who the Tzorech Loima, the Sphere Le Rav Mukul Kolin. Rav Meir Taka has to have Rav Mukul Kolin for it to be a Vadei Nevela. The Ipalga Upalga, because if for whatever reason it would be half and half, in other words, if it would be half, not two competing roads, but like 50% of them shecht good and 50% of them don't shecht good. If it would be that way.
Well, that wouldn't even be considered a robe then.
Right, that's what we're saying. But without the robe, so why wouldn't Rav Meir follow Chazaka? He says, "I'm can't keep in the Rav Meir sfirling the chashino lemiut mokum roiv." Rav Meir olo b'shas holds that you have to be chayshish for the miut by a ruba the lesser kamon. You have to be chayshish for the miut lachumra, probably mid rabbanon. But he holds a lot of shas. You have to be chayshish for the miyut l'chumra b'makom the rov. So if you chayshish for the miyut b'makom the rov and kol and kain, because kain the chayish l'palgo b'makom chazaka. So you certainly, that's the shmaitzah svara. That if he's chayshish for the miyut b'makom rov, then certainly if you have machza u'machza, not a miyut and rov, but a machza u'machza, he's certainly going to be chayshish l'chumra. Here the rogue is the chumra, saying it's an avela. But if it wouldn't be a rogue, it would be 50-50. So for Meir, if a Meir holds that even b'makom a rogue, you follow the miyut, you're chayshish for the miyut l'chumra, so certainly, says the Shmaitza, in a case where it's not a rogue, it's 50-50, he certainly would follow the 50% l'chumra and wouldn't follow chazaka. If he doesn't follow rov and he follows miyut l'chumra, so certainly when it's 50-50, so certainly by 50-50 he wouldn't follow chazaka, which is weaker than rov, and he would be choshish for the 50% l'chumra. So that's what the Shmaita says. And Cain, even though Rav Meir is the sincerely the chayshinu l'miyut b'makom rov, and Cain because Cain the chayish l'palgo b'makom chazaka b'shemochi torach one of the Rav Meir the sincerely rov ma'aseh and mukul kolin. Meir has, in order to say it's vaday nevela, has to say rov ma'aseh and mukul kolin. The hash tavli rov v'chazaka, saying it's a nevela. U'b'zeh moide Rav Meir that you're not chayshish v'ni miyut. To make him do kisi adam b'safek, v'kach kosu b'chidushi marsho sham ayin sham. Okay. Now he's going back to Tosfos. The divrei Tosfos shedibarnu that the pshat in the rabbanon is that there's a safek robe. There's a safek which robe is the operative robe. The divrei Tosfos shedibarnu yesh l'daktek b'meshe kosu v'chachamim esafkulu. Shemaro Maaseyan Misukon, Ibrahim Oshemaroi Mukul Kolin, which is the operative role. Amailo Sagiluhu Lomar, Misafkaluhu Shemaro Misukonim. Why do you have to say, like, such a wildly, how do you pronounce the word, disparate? D-I-S-P-A-R-A-T-E. Such a wildly disparate. Like opinions, Rov Maaseyan Mukul Kolin, Rov Maaseyan Misukonim. Why didn't Tosfos say it's Machzo Machzo? It's Machzo Machzo. Hashem Apalgu. Maybe Rov Maaseyan Misukonim. Hashem Rov Misukonim. Maybe Rov Misukonim. Hashem Apalgu Balgo. It's just existing a kasha like a cheshbon shaila to be mamay the tzadim. So why do you have to make it the two ends of the spectrum? Roi maaseyim misukonim and roi maaseyim mukukolim. You could say it's a suffix. Maybe roi maaseyim misukonim and maybe it's palgul palga. And then you follow cheskasisa according to Rabbanon. The efshar. It's like a cute cat. It's a. Why do you have to make such a? He has a cheshbon. It's like a. He has a cheshbon that Tosfos could have minimized the differences of opinion, and still you would have shot in Rabbanon.
Tosfos raised the possibility.
If there would be a suffix, maybe Rav Maaseyan are good, or maybe it's 50-50, then you've created a Svek Sveika, because maybe Rav Maaseyan is Sukkonim. And even if it's 50-50, so maybe this guy shechted good. So you have a svek sveka. Shema roi musukona, dintim slayma palgo palgo, ema shachet shapir. Uchinya svek sveka zu, Pasuk Harit from the Perek Asori Yuchsin. Gabi Shtuki. He's trying to prove that you have that this is called a Sfek Sfeika, because really a Sfek Sfeika, it's really only the subject if it's a good Shechita or not a good Shechita. Can you structure a Sfek Sfeika that way? That maybe it's a good Shechita because Rov Shech's good. And even if it's 50-50, so maybe it's Kum good.
But the way we learned a while back, a Sfek Sfeika has to work both ways.
Well, maybe this works both ways. Let's try it out. Maybe it's 50-50 and he's shechted good. Mm-hmm. And even if he didn't, you're right, it doesn't slap the sapich.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can't say it the other way. What?
Well, even if it's bad, it's good.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, so you can't be misapich. Okay, maybe he'll mm-hmm. point that out. Okay, good point. Yishkayach. Uchinyan Sfek Sfek Zu, because of a rhythm of America, so we use and Gabi Shtuki, the Roiv Ksherim at Slav. The Savkul and Duma Ozla Iyla Gabayu, if she went to him, Babali Kavua Kamach Salmach Sudami, because of Shem Lach, she was Babali Sfek Sfek. Chodo Duma Ozla Inula Gabo, Babali Ruba, they called the Parish, my Ruba Parish. It's a Roiv Ksherim. Hintim Slama Dozla Iyla Gabayu, so it's still Pau Palda. The aim of the kosher nivola, and he called that a svek sveikum. Lachi kosu the mesafkul who shem aroma sayem a sukonim. So that's why Tosfos had to say that it's a sothek if it's a robe this way or a robe the other way. That's like a svek sveikum. The medeno sothek ashakul. The das apoyskim bloy amin a svek sveikum neged cheska sisser. Achati havisagi b'shem aroi b'sukonim b'shem aroi b'shem apal gubalach chmeishe kosavti. Uvedibri Hashulchan Aruch.
Moses only said it
really just
to cover the
Bible. Yeah. Uvedibri He is now going to explain the Shulchan Aruch. And even though he holds like the Bach, but let's not forget that the Bach is asking a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, that's how we started off the parent. The Shulchan Aruch says, if there's a suffix of the Shechita, so you make Kisi Hadam Misafik without a bracha. The Bach is attacking the Shulchan Aruch, saying, oh, you know, the Cheska Sisser. So he was now defending the Bach against the Rayas that the Shach and the Sma brought not like the Bach. But now he wants to defend the Shulchan Aruch. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say Safik B'Shechita? Why don't you taka follow the Cheska Sisser? This is a regular, straightforward suffix. We're not talking about the Chere Shaita Makotan, that Roy here, Roy there. Guy shechted, he's not sure if he shechted properly or not. That is something you can't tell. Maybe he messed up the Shechita. So, the Machaber says it's a suffix Mabela, but it's only a suffix, so you have to make Kisi Hadam, he's suffix. Without a bracha. So the Bach says, what's going on? What happened to Cheska Sisser?
But don't you also, in that case, have a rove involved? The rove that most animals are kosher?
We're not having a something in the tray for it, something in the nevela. Maybe he didn't shecht it. No, the rove you're talking of is against tray for. And most animals don't have an internal mum. But here we're talking about maybe he messed up the shechita and it's a nevela. There you don't have a road. Nirin. The Hainu Davka Besafek Shema Be'or Nifkama. The Shleitzer is Machadish that the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about any Safek that Fountain, any Safek that occurs by a Shechit, but only this type of Safek where you found the sakin pogum, you found the sakin knife, you found it with a nick in it, you saw it was no good. But now the question is, was it nifgam in the skin of the animal before the shechita, as it cut through the skin of the throat? Or maybe it got nicked by the bone of the spine, the spinal cord, as it cut through the neck? Maybe, but it's called or nifkam, or b'mafrakis
nifkam.
It, and that means after the shechita. So now you have a counterbalancing chazaka against the cheskas sheinu zavuach of the animal. You have the cheskas heter of the sakin, that it's kosher to shecht with. So then we say it happened at the last possible time. The Shulchan Aruch is not talking about every suffix shechita. He's talking about a suffix where the knife gets spoiled. So you have a counterbalance to the cheskas iser, you have the cheskas heter of the knife, that it's kosher to shechita. And you say it happened at the last possible time. So that's what he says. Nira dainu davka b'suffix shema b'or nifkama. Neged cheskas iser sheinu zavuach ikenegdo cheskas achsaken v'ashtuhu denifkamo b'mafrakas. Okay, so that cancels out the chazaka. You have chazaka against the chazaka, so you have the safek, nevela, so you have to make kisui adam be safek. Usfirlei, but in order to say what I just said, says the Shmaitza, usfirlei k'psaka Rambam gabi chavis. When you have a tart in the rail saw, they know it'll suffer. The tart in the rail saw, I'll be kavadai. Whoa, what's going on here? Remember, according to most Rishonim, the Gemara Nida almost explicitly says, a tart in the rail saw is a vadai. Vadai tome, the cheskas tuma of the person with the hare tome lefanecha. And they hold it's vadai. The Rambam had a unique shita. Kind of performed the Shmaitz, we came across it, then he holds Tark del Reyes, so still is only a suffix. So the Shmaitz is saying, Usfirlei, in order for my teretz to work, it's really Tark del Reyes. I made a new kippah. I said, says the Shmaitz, that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a particular case. The case is the sakin right now is no good, and we have the suffix what made it no good. So we're saying the cheskas heter of the sakim is saying it happened at the last possible time, and that goes against the cheskas iser of the animal. But wait, it's really a tark del reis case, because hare pogum lufanecha, the sakim right now has a nick in it. We know now it's no good, so you could be mitzaref that to the cheskas sheinu zavuach of the animal. A classic tart del reis. You have hare nifkam lefanecha, hare posel lefanecha, and that is against the cheskas sheinu zavuach. So in order for the Shmaitzes teretz to work, you have to say that the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam, that by tark del reis applies the suffix. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, it applies the suffix in the shechita. And you have to make kisui adam be suffix. It's really like a p'sak or Rambam, kami chavis, by the truma, the chadus, by the tevel, spoil, the enu el sofek, the tarte le reyes aloha be kabadai, vayim ha shikusat ni perek alef, meduktuk b'shulchan aruch, and this is very meduyuk in the words of the shulchan aruch. Kosa, v'hu hadin, v'chor v'pisu, shuhu machmas sofek,
those words, by the way, are different, right? The opposite, so far, right?
Wouldn't
it look full piece?
You can't stop in the middle
of the shot. Okay, it was it.
You know the story, the guy walked into the shul, he heard them saying, Vavad etem Elohim
Acherim. Right, okay.
You never heard of such a mitzvah. What do the chol pizol shehu machna safe? Kagoy, there was all the laws of the Shulchan Aruch. When I hear the chayshina and shema b'or nifkuma. So the Shulchan Aruch very specifically, almost uncannily, says the Shmaitz's case. He gives an example. So the Shmaitz would say, aha, it's dafka such a case, because you have the canceling out of chazokas. Because you can have a million cases of suffering b'shechita. Like, it's really weird that the Shulchan Aruch picks this funny case. With a chayra suffering b'shechita, with a chayra suffering b'shechita, yitzuyer b'kama gavnei. So the Dorso, Shehiya, Chalada, a lot of halachas in Shechita. Maybe he messed up. What did he picked this case?
So what does Kibon mean? kagon usually means, like, for example.
So there's other cases. So
if you do kagon, he couldn't say all of them. That wouldn't be kagon. He just put a list of all the cases. He had to pick one.
Kagon when there's no cheskosisser. According to the Shmaitzer, the Shachar, it's like saying, kagon when there's no cheskosisser because there's a counterbalance in chazaka, so they cancel each other out. Elo Vishud, the Shor Sofik Shchita, says the Shmaitzer, the Bach's right. Havalei Nevela Vadai, Mishim Cheskos Isser. Uchmai Shekosafti. Matamo would actually be Matame Kamaso, Bamaso, Kinevela Vadoes. But a Dafka Kenyan Sofik, Shem Abor Nifkama, I got Havalei Sofik, because you have the counter balancing Chazokas. Uchmai Shekosafti. Mihul Adas, the Tyson, but this only works according to the Rambam. Mihul Adas, Places for Rashba, for Ritva, the Tarte, the Reyes, Havalei Vadai, Shum the Cheskos Tomei, Bechosel, the Fonecha, Havalei Vadai, and Kenoch and Ami, Havalei Vadai, Nevela. The Sakin Isra, Upogum, the Fonecha, the Behemoth, the Cheskos Isra, and the Zavuach. So you have Mamish, 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 Tarte, the Reyes. Ubezer Ozo, Sheet, the Sabach, there's Ein Tzorach Kiso, he said, and we have no Eitzel for the Bach. Elo Dashachon Orach, Ozo, Sheet, the Sarambam.
We say with Chumah needs Kisu Adam. He ends up by saying, Shulchan Aruch really agrees with the Bach, just in one case. So it's
excellent. Okay, we'll stop here. Good Chodesh.